right, y'all are on the air. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Post Adolescence Glow. Today is Friday, November 11th, and I am so excited to be introducing Fossil. They're going to be playing all originals for us today, which is, I'm so stoked about. And for those of you who don't know, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform Radio, and my name's Amelia, and this is my show, Post Adolescence Glow. Like I said, I'm just so excited to share these guys' art with you, and this is Fossil. Go ahead and get into it, guys.
What's up, Medford, Somerville area? We know you missed us.
Thank you.
So sick. Oh my god. We're all just back here raving about how good you guys are. Oh
Thank
my
you.
God. So tell me, tell me a little bit about what that one was about.
So I like to think it's about, what's his name? American Psycho said, Patrick Bateman, is it? The pleasures of conformity. I don't know. All of our songs have between specific meanings and completely unspecific meanings that mean important things to some people and mean no thing at all to nobody.
That was funny.
Yeah, we got jokes here at Fossil Music Incorporated LLC.
Funny. Yeah. All right, well, what's the name of your next one?
The next one's called Crosswind.
Sick.
We wrote it last night.
Whoa.
No, we didn't. I'm kidding.
I was like, I wouldn't have been honestly shocked. Cool.
All right, let's roll.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
is, wow. You guys really get going too, and it's awesome to see the just the dynamic you have in your music, how soft you're playing at certain points.
Thank you.
How loud you get. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, give me one more song and then we'll go ahead and just do some chatting.
Sure.
Thanks.
What are we running next, Marvin? All right, we got a tune up. Can we push the chatting up to now maybe so
yeah.
we can adjust a little bit?
Totally. Okay, so I love to just ask people, like, how did you guys form your band? Like, when did it happen? How did you meet?
Well, here. I'll give it off to our bassist, Jeff.
Yeah, feel free to hand around the mic.
Hello. This
What's
is
up?
Jeff speaking.
Hey, Jeff.
Cool. So, Brandon and I have been friends since Houston Hall, freshman year. Literally next door neighbors. Saw him playing guitar. Absolutely shredding. I thought he was playing Guitar Hero at first, but he's just a flawless shredder. So, I knew I would hit it off with him immediately. So, him and I have been friends for a while. And then Joe and I were actually in a Spanish class together.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah. So, that's how we introduced each other. I think literally first or second class, Joe said, me gusta la música metal. And I'm like, I knew. This is perfect. This is literally a perfect fit. And then Max has been a buddy of ours for a while. And then just one night, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a vocalist. So, pieces just kind of came together. There wasn't like a, you know, specific time
yeah.
when we'd formed. But this is how we are, and we're really vibing with it. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and you guys have a great dynamic going, like I just said. But I also just love to hear how these groups form, because it does tend to happen very serendipitously. So I think
yes.
that's very cool.
I'm gonna hand the mic back to Max.
Thanks.
Hi all.
So tell me about a typical rehearsal.
Well, last year we were our rehearsal space was. Jeff and Brandon's living room / kitchen.
Ooh.
So we'd move the dining room table out of the way. We'd set up Joe's kit, and we'd all just perform in this very cramped space, probably like half the size of Studio D.
So yeah. How did the rest of the housemates feel?
They didn't mind. As long as we played well enough, you know, they didn't mind.
Yeah. That's funny, because you guys are noisy.
Yeah, I think we only had at Upland like two or three knocks to like keep it down. I'm sure. Yeah, neighbors didn't like it.
That honestly surprises me. So
yeah.
when you guys are starting a rehearsal, like who's typically the first one there?
Probably Joe. Yeah, because Joe typically needs the most time to set up
mm-hmm.
the kit and everything.
And who's there last?
Jeff.
Jeff. Oh, Jeff.
Jeff was late today.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We made it happen, though.
We made it happen. We still
there's
got on the
will,
air by 12 o'clock. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about just what your songwriting process is like. Like, how did you come to write all this music? When did you release your two singles on Spotify?
Right.
Which, shout out to their Spotify profile. You guys
yeah.
should go follow Fossil. They have some really cool tunes on there.
Yeah, we got two tracks up now. Another one on the way. I'm going to hand the mic off to Brandon, the guitarist, too. Answer your question.
Sly.
Hey. So our songwriting process isn't very structured. It's more like someone writes something that they think is cool and then introduce it to the rest of the group, and then we all kind of workshop it together.
It's dope.
Yeah.
It's like voice memos.
Yeah. Like a lot of our stuff is just like in voice memos, and then we send it like through, you know, text to
mm-hmm.
each other in our group chat. And
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I at least like... often will be like laying in bed and it's 1:30 in the morning and there's like a song that I think of in my head, and so
yeah.
I have these like weird voice memos on my phone of me being like no.
Yeah, yeah.
And
do the same thing.
That's awesome. And it's really cool you guys are able to lean on each other during that process as well, because I think that knowing all the different components of writing good music is really difficult, but when you have different people to work together and also to bring their own creativity and originality to these pieces, that's really cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to pass it back to Max.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, we're not just all friends, but we respect each other
yeah.
deeply as musicians.
Yeah.
And I really do think that with the chemistry we have, we definitely bring out the best in each other, both as people and as artists.
Yeah. And figuring out how to be vulnerable in that space too, and to try new things and to say, this
yeah.
is a little risky for me, but let's see what this sounds like.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
how yeah, it's how we grow as musicians too. Mm-hmm. Like how would you say that you guys have grown as musicians since you started to work together?
I'm gonna try to get the microphone over to Joe.
Yeah,
see if
Joe.
He can answer it. Yeah.
I think there's also a mic
yeah,
on his
I'll reach, it's fine.
Oh, there we go.
yeah, I would say just performing more gives
mm-hmm.
us a little bit more confidence, and not only just in the studio space, but also in a live space, because we can see the response that we're getting, and people aren't booing. So it's humbling, but yeah, it definitely makes us feel like we're doing the right thing and we're taking the right steps, and the things we try, even if they fail, we kind of leave them on the back burner and pull them back. I think that really gives us, we're working on our musicianship a ton right now.
Yeah, and being a performer and being a musician are two different things also. So learning how to do that together is really cool, especially because it's like, after a show, y'all can recap and be like, this is what I liked, this is what I didn't like, let's do this differently. And being able to be open and receptive to that with each other is a huge part of being in a happy group like this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say has been your favorite show that you've played?
Our favorite show? The Battle of the Bands. I bet.
Because you won, right?
Yes, we won.
And that's what I thought.
Yeah, we won. It was awesome.
That is so cool.
We kicked the can, I suppose. I don't know.
Isn't that a euphemism for dying?
FCC. Yeah, but the Hotung Cafe actually was very conducive an awesome live session.
Yeah, because I saw some pictures of that.
Blew the windows off.
Yeah, people were like headbanging in Hotung.
Yeah, people were moshing. Like,
that is so exciting.
I think the deck would have been stacked for us when the judges were in the pit.
That's awesome and so fun.
No recant, though. All right.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking one more question I can ask you. So one thing I love to ask people about is, like, how do you make time for music, and how is music a therapeutic outlet for you? Because that's at least certainly what it is for me. We're all busy as heck, running around doing all sorts of things, trying to be adults that aren't adults. How do you make time?
Yeah, I'm going to jump back in here on the drums. I would say it's a lot about discipline. Mm-hmm. I think even if we don't have the time, we have to make the time because it's something that requires a lot of practice, and we can't kind of just sit back and watch, you know, really successful bands do really cool things because they work really hard, or even bands here at Tufts who are just out there just working really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like we have an obligation to ourselves and to the people who listen to our music to just find a time every week to sit down and scratch our brains and get a little angry and hit some stuff and make some noise.
Hit some stuff. Yeah, I bet that's cathartic. Okay, my last question. You guys are graduating, right? Y'all seniors.
Well, two of us have graduated already.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And you guys are just living in the Boston area?
Yes. Jeff and Brandon are, they are. In the real adult world, Joe and I still got a semester and a half left.
Ugh, the real adult world.
Yeah,
how daunting.
Jobs.
One sec. Cool. Well, I love that, and I'm guessing you'll continue playing once y'all graduate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, everybody better keep following Fossil to see all of the amazing stuff.
You're getting in on the
ground
floor, everyone.
Yeah, you're at the beginning, so like...
Exactly. Hop on the bandwagon when you can.
Yeah, once they're selling out venues, you can show
up
and be like, listen, I know, I listen to them. I certainly will be like, I know Max and Joe and Jeff and Brandon. See, I learned all your names.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, just to recap, we have Joe on drums today, Brandon playing lead guitar, Jeff on bass, and Max singing today, and this is Fossil.
All right. We're going to want to hop into the next track?
Oh yeah, let's go ahead and finish our set.
All right. This next one's Marvin's Last Stand.
Oh,
bulldozers coming to Carmichael Dining Hall. All right, let's get into the next one. What's this next one called?
We're doing Roar? Yeah, we're doing Funereal Roar.
Gigantic smile on my face after that.
Thank you.
I love that.
We wish to bring smiles to Fossil is the band of smiles.
Band of smiles. It's your new slogan. All right. What's this next one called?
Petrichor? Okay. All right. Yeah, this next one's called Petrichor.
Dope. That sounds cool.
Another debut. Get ready.
Woo! Let's go.
All right. Okay, we got to tune down. Okay. All right. Yeah. We're Fossil. This is awesome. WMFO worldwide, nationwide. Yeah. We're really glad to be here. Thank you for bringing us on your show. We've got a couple more songs for you guys while we adjust our musical instruments. Is everyone good thus far? All right. Everyone sounds good. With Petrichor.
Now!
we got to tune back up. This is 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. You're tuning in live. Post-Adolescence Club. This is an awesome rock and rolling show. We got one more song, I believe, so we can... Yeah, it's certainly... It's 12:38. Yeah. All right. Okay, so we can run. Soup? Okay. All right, we're going to run one last song, and then...
Thank you so much. You guys have been amazing. I have cherished having you on the show today. You guys are so good. Also, like, some of my friends from home are texting me being like, they're so good!
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Y'all rock.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's, you know, this is really a labor of love for us. All right. All right.
Soup.
All right, we're going to do our last song, which is called Primordial Soup.
Enjoy.
Give me legs so
That was so good. I loved that. That was the one I knew. I was like,
yeah.
I know one of the
yeah, that one. That one and another song, which we did not perform today, are on Spotify. Please go check it out and follow at the band Fossil on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, they're tagged on my Instagram account, and you guys can find more photos of them once we are getting those posted sometime this weekend, early next week. So
yeah, but this has been awesome. Thank you again for having us and letting us play heavy metal music at noon on a Friday.
I loved it. I love the variety. You guys are the first group we've had like this, and I loved your originals. They were badass.
Thank you very
much.
You guys
are awesome.
We really appreciate it.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to Meg to do our PSA. Thanks, Meg.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm Meg. This show is Post Adolescence Glow, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Can you please make sure that all of the mix is built in too, Daniel? That it, all of those guitars are turned up, yeah? And you need to build that mix. Are we up? All right. Okay, that was a wild change, but this is my little group. We haven't figured out what we're going to be called yet, but today we have me singing. We got Kim playing guitar. Nolan's playing guitar with us. So is our friend Cole. Then we have Michelle on bass and Justin on drums. This song, I think she's still listening. This is dedicated to my best friend, Charlotte. She and I love Indigo D'Souza, and this is for her. This one's called Take Off Your Pants. Daniel, yeah? We got Daniel on the soundboard right now.
Yep, sounds great, guys.
Awesome. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and shut this door. Sorry. All right, this next song is called Don't Know How to Keep Loving You. It was initially written by Julia Jacqueline. She's amazing. Yeah, all right, let's get into it. Oh, wait a second. Let's give Michelle a second to put her drum in the right key. Her drum? Her bass guitar? Good lord, my brain right now. You heard me fumbling those lyrics. All right. Okay. We're ready.